The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
12:40, the return of Askin, Baskin, and Phelps Helps. So here's the deal, how we're going to do it. We're not going to do
what's
it.
What's that mean, Andy?
It means that folks should go to the app, the Odyssey app, and then there's like a button on there when you go to listen live, and there's a button on there, and you basically can send us a voicemail. So if you need to ask any question on earth, it's not just sports. Like, you're like, hey, Baskin, what kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year? And we'll answer that. But obviously, there'll be more fun questions.
We're looking for more advice, though.
Yeah,
it's
about advice.
We're hoping
to
be your counselors.
Yeah, it's really like Ann Landers and who was the other one? Who was your sister?
There are all kinds of them. There's Dear Abby.
Dear Abby and Ann Landers.
Look at Cleveland.com. They have 17 of those guys.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know.
Like, you could ask 1,000 people for advice.
We just want in. We want to get picked up. We want to be syndicated.
That's what we do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what we're hoping for there.
Dear Andy.
Tomorrow, Askin, Baskin, Phelps Helps. And so, you know, you're just like, hey, my question is Askin, Baskin.
Like this. Okay. Example. Dear Andy, my son's girlfriend is coming for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Should we make sure that we mow the lawn? There. That's the type of stuff we're doing.
And I would say, yes, you would want the lawn mowed because at that moment with your son and his girlfriend, he is going to get down on one knee and propose.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, he went to Bookman & Son, and he said, I'm in love, and he went and bought an engagement.
You're not
going to
turn every one of these into something that you're hawking,
nothing,
are you?
Nothing makes a segment really hum like, you know what, I won't go
like
for
squeezing in every sponsor you have.
I could squeeze everyone, and it would be great. It'd be like, you know.
Can we also send questions in on, you know, on social media?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
You can send questions. We'll read those on the air.
Okay.
It's so much easier if we don't take phone calls on that.
And here's the beauty of it.
Really, you could say, hey, Andy, why are you using the mobile app for this? I'd be like, straight out, I'm lazy. And it's just a lot easier for us to gather all the questions before. But again, we're going to answer them spontaneously.
We will not listen to
any of your questions. Dan is totally in charge of that. I'm sure that he's used some kind of accounting firm to lock us out of all the questions. So
here's the beauty of it, though. Because we're using the, you know, the mobile app and the voicemails or the social media mentions.
Yeah.
You can't insult us, which is great.
Oh, that's not necessarily true.
Well, yeah, but Dan will weed those out.
No.
The ones that call us really bad names.
No, you want to call us a bad name? Call us a bad name. We'll come back right back and I'll call you a bad name.
Well,
and I'll make you feel bad
really
about yourself. That's
really entertaining
People
stuff.
People enjoy watching fighting. That boxing is a whole
You're
thing,
You're a loser.
Jeff.
You're a dork. Okay, great. Moving on.
And then they'll be like, hey, Phelps Helps, who uses the word dork anymore?
And you got to keep it clean.
Well, that you might have to do.
Yeah.
But then we can do that on the fly, too. So, again, tomorrow is the return of Askin, Baskin, Phelps Helps. Any question in the world, just go to the Odyssey.
For either one of us.
Yeah, for either one
of
us.
Or both of us.
Trying to think of what would be a relative or a recent question. I have to think about it. All right, so I want to get into the Cavaliers because I know we are all super stoked for this NBA Cup. I mean, I started tailgating for this thing like 3 weeks ago because I just think there is nothing better than the NBA midseason cup that they hand out. You know, it really protects what's Oh, wait, sorry, it's a trophy. So, you know, you look at this NBA Cup thing, and everybody has the different floors, right? So far, what's your assessment of the floors that we saw last night?
I didn't get a look at all of them. My stomach started to churn. So
Why do you think you got nauseous looking at the Celtics floor?
Ooh, that was tough.
They were trying to duplicate the parquet. I do like the Cavaliers. What they did was, it's kind of a sublime, you know, the V in the Cavs where they made the V into a net.
Back in the day?
Yeah, and so they took that, they worked it off the circle. I have no problem with that. I like the graphics they use and the font they use for the word Cleveland. I think it looks super cool. I like that. Tonight, you'll see Philadelphia. This is the first game of the Emirates NBA Cup. When the Cavs have their games at home, I think you'll enjoy it. What do they do with the floors when they're done with them, by the way? Does anyone know? They should give them to high schools. They should give these floors to high schools, and the high schools should change their name.
Yeah, because
to whatever it is.
A lot of high schools have those floors you take apart and put in a store.
Well, you could put one of those why couldn't you put one of these floors on a high school court? Why can't give them away afterwards you're done with them? Or give them to a community rec center or something.
You think the high schools have the staff to take that floor up and down all the time?
Well, who says they've got to take it up and down? You just leave it down all the time at the high school. You make it sound like they've got to get a hockey game in at all these high schools.
Leave it down on what? The basketball floor?
No, but some places, yeah, you maybe tear out the current floor that you have, and in the off season you put NBA floors in.
That's a different story.
I'm sure that
it is interesting they have so many basketball floors, isn't it?
I was told at one point that a lot of these floors were built in Tuscarora County. That there's a guy with a barn that makes these floors.
He's got a table saw.
And some glue, right? give me some strips.
And some real clamps.
What's up with Boston? I don't understand this whole parquet thing. What's that all about?
I just tell you, man, when I watch those games and they're like on all green, it's weird. It's interesting, but it's strange for me. I don't know.
I have
a tough time.
I like the Cavaliers floor. I think it's kind of cool. It's got, you know, the NBA Cup logo in the middle. It's got the C on it. And then they've got the NBA Cups in the lane. So
I give the NBA credit because they're trying something, you know, and they're trying to create something else that has
marketing ability.
Yeah, that they think.
I can't stand the Brooklyn Nets floor, even when it's not the NBA.
Oh,
Cup.
I like that one a lot.
I can't stand
kind of shades
it.
Of gray and
yeah, it's
parquet.
Monochrome, isn't that what that is?
I think it's kind of cool.
The Celtics is just goofy. You're right, Jeff.
The green one, it's weird.
Yeah, because they tried to simulate. It looks like Tron, like the background from Tron.
I just think it's tough.
I'm sure Hody
but
has.
But hey, they're trying something, so what the hey?
I shouldn't do this, but I'm sure Hody's already looked at all these floors and is like, I've rated these floors 1 to 10, and I know exactly which one I like the best. True
I can't stand any of them. They're ugly.
Oh, you hate them all?
Yeah, all of them. And
Detroit's
it dates back to last
goofy.
Year, especially Indies.
There you go.
Indies has words. It says boom baby on it.
Boom baby.
In the floor. Ugh. Ugh. I'm looking at some. Lakers isn't horrible, it's not bad.
That's what you're looking for?
It's not bad.
Floor in the floor?
So we had 1 year. Okay, let me go into this NBA Cup thing for a second, right? Last year, I thought this was the absolute.
We got a 12-0 team going tonight, baby.
I thought this was absolutely the stupidest idea that we've ever seen from the NBA. And then.
Then you saw the floor?
Well, no, then I thought the Cavs got ripped off going to the second round, so I got mad about it. So I was emotional about it. So then I said to myself, well, you know what? The NBA wins. I actually feel for that.
You cared.
I cared. What is wrong with me?
We're not sure. We've been wondering for some time.
Do we have a parade if we win this thing? How about just everybody meets at the bar and the Cavs buy everyone around? Wouldn't that be fair?
Yeah, a parade. You walk out of the arena in the parking deck.
I wonder if the guys feel any motivation. I mean, obviously, there's pressure now to want to be 13-0. You know, you're playing Philadelphia. Obviously,
Is there pressure?
I think when winning streaks get longer, you suddenly find yourself...
I would think when winning streaks get longer, you're just thinking, this is awesome. Let's go play.
I think in the back.
We lost. Oh, good. We're 12-1.
But
golly.
You know a loss is coming at some point. Like everyone
Gee,
knows
do you
that.
Think?
Well, I'm just saying, but you're just wondering, who's, you know, what's going to happen? They're going to play Toronto, the worst team in the Eastern Conference, perhaps the worst team in the NBA. And then that streak, you go, oh, we don't want to lose to Toronto. Oh, but can you imagine Toronto will have that? Everyone will be like, well, how good are the Cavs? They lost to Toronto. They broke the streak. You never know who you're going to pick up in a back-to-back. I really, you know, looking at the Cavs' schedule, I feel pretty good about tonight. Don't you?
Yeah, I would.
Especially if Embiid, I mean, he needs oxygen after playing last night.
Joel Embiid will not play. I hope I'm wrong, to be honest with you. I like Joel Embiid. I think the Cavs can beat the Sixers even with him.
I like the fact that Chicago's here. I like the fact that Charlotte's here. And then I think next Tuesday, Tuesday the 19th, is that right? Yeah, 6 days away. At Boston's going to be like mid-season NBA Finals kind of hype. It's going to be fun. I don't know if it'll be NBA Finals, but it'll be like first round kind of hype, right? That game's on TNT.
It'll be an entertaining big matchup.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And then you've got Boston twice before December. Well, your second game is December 1st. So you've got Boston, Atlanta's in there for a back-to-back. Toronto is in there. Please don't let that be the first loss. You got New Orleans, too. So I love the way this team's playing. I think they're a ton of fun. I love the fact that the city's getting into it, that fans are enjoying what they're watching. Jeff, I really like doubling down on the fact that of the things that, you know, you said and I agreed with last year, that they can't do this last year. They can't. How can you have this duplication at the guard spot? How can you have this duplication, you know, forward center kind of, you know, how can you have two guys that are very similar? How do you do? Well, they figured out a way to do it. They're moving the ball. They come up with big-time plays.
You can do it in the regular season. I wonder if it's a recipe for success in the postseason. It doesn't matter. The postseason's a long time away, and so far the offense is working beautifully with two big guys and two small guards. That's beautiful.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I look at this. It's fun, man. I'm enjoying every second of this.
You should. They played great ball, Andy. That's the thing I like the most. Even if they were, I don't know, 8-4 right now. The way they're playing, it's a really entertaining brand of basketball. It's really effective, and it allows the players on the team to show what they're capable of.
I think the key word there, Jeff, is players. Like, we're seeing, again, leading scorer's pretty much been three different guys every night, but we're seeing, you know, like every once in a while, you know, you're getting double figures from Ty Jerome or Sam Merrill stepping out or LeVert. We know how important he can be. Like, okay, again, against
really
the
like
Bulls.
Karras.
You always have. And it's not just about the core four or the five starters.
We haven't heard core four, have we?
Because they haven't had to be the core four. They are. We all know it. I see that gigantic billboard across the street from the arena.
Yeah.
And so I know that's the core four, but that they're not playing that way. When the second team comes out on the floor, I'm not worried.
There's a drop.
I mean, yes, there's a drop off, but it doesn't. Those guys who are coming in, the Dean Wades of the world that are coming in off the bench, are contributing.
Although he's been starting a lot too.
Yeah.
There's a sneaky good thing that's going on that I like a lot, and that is Ty Jerome coming in and playing point guard later in the game and really running the offense. And I think that's been a really nice addition. You know, he was here last year, but he was injured. He barely played. And I think it's been a real nice addition. because he kind of, I think he orchestrates the offense a little bit better than the Donovan-Darius combination. Now, I didn't say the offense was better, but I think it orchestrates the offense a little bit better. And in given points of the game, that's a real nice thing to have. You know, bring him in, run it, give it a little structure. And I think he's done a really nice job.
I watch his team. I enjoy watch, like, they're fun to watch. I can't remember the last time I had this much fun watching a team this early in the season and also coming off a roster that is essentially the same as last year. All you did was change the coach. And now I'm listening to people, you know, like, well,
and the coaching staff.
Yeah, and the staff too. But I just, you know, people, like, I don't know, they're into it. It's fun. But that, in the, I don't know if it's just basic DNA of a Cleveland. Well, I don't know if this team is built for the playoffs. Okay, maybe they're not.
But well, we'll see. But it, the beauty of it is, Andy, it's going to be a really fun NBA season here in Cleveland.
It does seem like
so. That, I mean, that's big picture. That's the beauty of it. This is going to be fun.
All right, it's year two of the NBA Cup. Good idea, bad idea. And I still want to break down a little bit more on the Cavaliers. 216-474-0092, Jameis Winston, his press conference coming up in a little bit, and Chris Rose, all these good things coming up right here on Baskin and Phelps. Interesting to see the picture this morning. Yeah, I'm trying to think of where I saw it. Did you see the Wrigley Field configuration for Ohio State and Northwestern this week?
I did not.
It's kind of
neat. What's it look like?
It looks like a football field in the middle of a baseball stadium.
Bears used to play there.
Yeah, it's just there's a lot of – I don't know what – north, south, east, and west is, but one side, which would be the third base side, or like left field is all grass, and so, you know, the right field line is kind of short, which I'm assuming will probably be Ohio State's bench on that side. But when you look at the one side, and so the bleachers are kind of the end zone. They move into the scoreboard area on the one side. So I just think it's neat. I don't know. I'm looking at this Ohio State schedule down the stretch, and I'm kind of glad this week's game is at Wrigley Field, because I would think that if you're a player, you're walking out there and you feel like maybe it's a little bit different. It's a little bit special. I mean, Ryan Field's getting completely redone, and it's kind of a mess, and it's right on the lake. And so, you know, I think Northwestern's playing two home games at Wrigley this year, so this was one of them. And, you know, I'm looking at Ohio State's schedule going down the stretch here, and, you know, every game is at noon, so you'll have this game, you'll have Indiana. Did you watch any of the Indiana-Michigan games? Did you get a catch?
Not one bit.
Not a big deal. Did you see any, Dan? Did you catch any?
A little bit of the Indiana game.
Yeah,
not
so
much.
I don't know. Indiana's a good football team. You know, this isn't just like...
I like it.
Yeah, so I love the competitive nature of this right now. And then, obviously, you land with Michigan. You got another shot at Oregon. Hopefully, if you can, you know, win out here and, you know, Oregon does what they need to do, that you might be able to meet up with them in Indianapolis, where they play the Big Ten Championship. I wonder if there would ever be any domes in the future anywhere in the Midwest where they might want to try to have a Big Ten Championship. Although, they could also play it in L.A. now, too, couldn't they?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all those things are kind of up in the air down the road, but... I know we talked about this a little bit yesterday. I just love college football. Somebody said to me on X, well, you know, because you can lose a game, that games now become meaningless. That's a lot. In what other sport do we put the pressure on, you know, if you lose one game, you're completely fried? I think that's just something I didn't like about college football. We had a great game, man. Oregon, Ohio State, that was a great game. That came down to the final moments, final seconds. Yeah, Ohio State lost by one. Should their season have been over because they lost on the road? In the past, it probably wouldn't have, because they're Ohio State, because they carry all the cloud, because it was a West Coast trip, because it was early in the year. I get all those things. But like the social media mention I got today was like, well, now we're making games meaningless. I don't think we're making games meaningless. He said it's just going to be like the NCAA basketball tournament. Yeah, I disagree. And now, for the first time, I actually think the Big Ten football championship game is meaningful, because they blew up the East and the West, the Legends and the what was the other one? Legends and Leaders.
Leaders.
I mean, they blew that. That was one of the dumbest things. You know, you're looking at it, and you know what happens if Ohio State and Michigan end up being 1-2 at the end of the season in the same, and you know, you have one loss Michigan or one loss Ohio State, And the way the rest of the Big Ten shook out, that you could have them meeting 2 weeks in a row. I mean, that's a possibility. You know, and the other thing is you're also playing for a bye. You know, when you go to win that Big Ten, like the, I think the Big Ten championship, because at first I was concerned about that. I was like, is this, what's going to happen? But now suddenly you look at it and it feels like it's meaningful. Like there are meaningful games. And maybe I'm just looking at it through Ohio State eyes because it does seem to be beneficial if you're a Buckeye fan. But, I, you know, BYU suddenly is not Army. We saw the results last night, right? Oregon still won. Ohio State's number two. So you kind of look at you kind of look in at the way the things are shaping up, and you know, maybe you see SMU, you see schools, Army, like teams that actually have a chance now, that chance, and it's better than I just remember. Like I have this moment in time. Was it Northern Illinois played in the Orange Bowl a long time? It's been a while back. There was a team that was undefeated that was in the Mid-American Conference and got a major bowl game. And I just remember sitting in the office with Dr. Steinbrecher for the Mid-American Conference, and I just watched ESPN.
That was a ding.
And so we were watching to see, you know, what was going to happen as the and I just remember, like, you know, watching Kirk Herbstreit just, you know what, all over the Mid-American Conference saying, oh, I'm a Mid-American Conference guy. I'm from Ohio. No, no, no. But Northern Illinois has no right. And they ended up, I think they lost by two touchdowns. I'm trying to remember. It was like Alabama or Clemson or somebody they were playing in the Orange Bowl. And I was like, you know what? Why can't other teams have a chance to win this stuff, especially now in this era of, you know, transfer portal and, you know, NIL and watching some of these other teams have the opportunity to advance. I also read an interesting story today that was talking about how college football coaches are looking at recruiting, and their recruiting starts in their own house, in their own locker room. That's one, and like their fifth most important was high school. What do you got?
All right, a little bit of news coming down when it comes to the Cleveland Guardians and their coaching staff that they're looking to build. I'm going to read you a whole list of names, and all of you are going to respond pretty much the same way, which is cool. We'll wonder, we'll figure out if this is good in June of next year. So, promoted Craig Albanez to associate manager, promoted Kay Correa to Major League Field Coordinator, Director of Defense, Base Running and Game Strategy. I figured defense sounded cooler there, Jeff.
I'm sorry, I did that. Isn't that a cabinet position in Washington?
Well, it's also a cabinet position with the Cleveland
Field
Guardians.
Field Coordinator, Director of Defense, and Game Strategy.
Promoted Grant Fink to Major League Hitting Coach. Promoted Jason Esposito to Major League Assistant Hitting Coach. Promoted Hassane Torres to Head of Major League Strength and Conditioning Coach. Promoted Joe Kessler to the Senior Coordinator Strength and Conditioning, Integration, and Development. So everybody make sure you write those names down so that in June you know who you're angry at.
Wait a minute. Is Carl still here? Is Carl still a pitching coach?
Yes, Carl Will is still a part of it.
Is Sandy still coaching first?
Sandy Alomar is still coaching first base.
Okay. Brad Goldberg, still the bullpen coach?
He is still the bullpen coach.
Pride of Beachwood, Pride of Ohio State.
Ruggie Odor, yes, still at third base.
That is correct. Again, I just want to make sure everybody has written down who to yell at and when.
Got a lot of coaches these days in Major League Baseball.
So wait, I'm just making sure this list. So again, the new bench coach is?
It is the associate manager.
It's not the bench coach.
It's the associate manager.
It's Albanez, right?
Yeah, Craig Albanez.
Okay, so.
Yep.
Wow. Congratulations on your title success. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry to steal that from the morning show.
Hey, man, if it means more money, you can call these guys whatever you want to call them.
All right, so Sandy's still there. Carl's still there. Brad's still there. Okay, I'm good.
Yep. That's it. Just want to make sure everybody's, you know, written all those down so they know who to yell at when they're angry.
But they have as many coaches and managers on their
they're a lot
on their staff as the Browns do, right? What didn't we say that at one point the Browns had a coach for every one of the starting 22 positions?
Don't doubt that.
The Guardians have, I'm just looking at this. This is the Major League staff, right? Major League staff. I'm not going to count for you on the air.
A little bit of news as well. Spurs head coach Greg Popovich had a mild stroke.
Ooh.
He is on the road of recovery, should be able to make a full recovery timeline to return, has not been determined. That is according to the team.
He's been out for a little while and took an untimed leave. You know, they didn't say when he'd be back, so that's good news that he apparently is on the road to recovery. Coach, 75 years old, still going at it.
He's a coach's coach, right? He's not a player's coach, is he?
No, he is a player's coach.
You know what I'm saying, though? So help me
guys who play for
find
him,
new words. Help me find
guys
some
who
new
play
words.
For him really are fond of him. He's an old school basketball coach. I mean, yeah. He just coaches the game. He's been very blessed with some really good talent over the years. Good for him. And he was part of acquiring that, but that's good for him.
All right. Well, I hope he has a faster recovery here, and I hope everything goes okay for him. I know we make fun of him sometimes, but he is a hell of a coach. Let's see. Jameis Winston coming up. Chris Rose coming up, all in the next hour. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.